A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
An Erio's original.
Hey, Maria.
Yeah, Amanda?
Let's go on a vacation.
I'm still a little nervous about traveling.
But what if I told you that we could take our dream vacation without ever leaving the house?
Like a playcation?
Exactly.
Hi, everybody. My name's Maria.
And I'm Amanda. And this is Playcation. Each week, we plan rival fantasy vacations to the same location, and you vote for whose trip you'd rather take.
It's so sad, it just might be fun.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, it's time to announce the winner of last week's Playcation, where Amanda and I went to Bermuda, and going forward, the poll will last longer. We can let it last for, you know, 5 or 6 days. But I did set it for
Maria only set it for like 12 hours.
Well, I set it for 24 hours. I mean, let's give credit where credit's due. It was 24 hours and I did win with 59.4%. I was the winning Playcation, and Amanda it went back and forth a couple times throughout the day. I will say that it was neck and neck the entire time. But you did get 40.6% of the votes, but it just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough.
No, it just wasn't enough. And can I just quickly say that, you know, follow us at The Big Ones Pod on Twitter to engage and to vote for the Kimberly episode that we're doing today. But I just want to read a couple of comments.
Please.
That people left. Okay, so this one comes in from Richard Roper. He says, sorry, Maria, loved your Playcation, but if Clooney's taste in vacations is anything like his films, it's out of this world, and you just didn't reach for the stars. If you're hiring a boat or any small vessel, at least make sure it's single use.
And I will say, I did, the bike I rode was single use, and then I did buy the helmet, the diving helmets, I did buy those. So, you know, it's half, that's a half fair review, but the other half, it just doesn't seem well researched, because I did do single use.
Okay, and then this comes in from Kyle Gratian. They say, as soon as Amanda said group tour, I was out. And I really think that the group tour was probably the nail in my coffin.
I'm not going to lie. I don't hate a group tour, because I was talking to this with Melissa Stetton of Web Crawlers Pod, because she was saying how she didn't like group tours either. And I said, you know, there is something kind of magical about a group tour, because when you're with these people, you're with like five or six other couples, you think to yourself, we've all lived our entire lives to lead up to this one moment where we all booked the same tour at the same time. And here we are for the afternoon. Isn't that wild?
And then they say, what's your name? And actually, I think you're supposed to be with group B.
And then you say, forget it. Forget it. I can't deal with that.
But anyway, lesson learned. But Marie and I have vowed to continue to play from our hearts and to not let you guys dictate everything. But I will say, next time I'll think twice about a group tour. Although I agree with you, Marie, I like them.
A group tour can be, now I think people have to open their eyes to the group tour, because I get it. I will say, I think it was the food options on the group tour that was the nail in the coffin. There wasn't anything magical about that group tour. I think you had to find something a little more special.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It was a fail. But, you know, blame me for trying to support a woman-run company. Well, anyway, congratulations, Maria. You deserved it.
Thank you very much.
Now, this week we are going to... Maria, is it the Kimberly, Australia, the or just Kimberly? Kimberly?
It's the Kimberly.
Okay, I'm going to sneeze. Nope. Gotcha. Gotcha, listeners. Wait, I'm going to sneeze.
Nope, it's totally gone. It's 100% gone.
Wow. Oh my God, it's like a M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It always gets me in the end. A twist.
So the Kimberly, you guys, before we get into it, I'd never heard of this place. This was a place randomly generated on a random coordinate generator app.
I mean, and we lucked out because I went down a wormhole planning this vacation. There are so many options, and we'll get into more about the Kimberly, but it's huge and there's a lot to do there. So narrowing in was, it just took me many hours.
And Amanda, as you know, Australia's really big.
Well, that's what they say.
And the Kimberly is just a little pocket of that. If your pocket was pretty big.
It's like an overall pocket and the front, you know, the big front pocket. Yeah,
exactly. And it's in the upper left-hand side of Australia. If you're looking at Australia and you just said, oh, look up to your left. There it is.
That would be the Kimberley. And I've never been to Australia, but I've always known that if I did go to Australia, I would want to experience the outback. So the Kimberly was the perfect
place. Is the Kimberly the outback?
Girl, yeah.
It is?
Well, there's parts of it that are the outback for sure.
I don't even know what the outback means.
Oh, well, let's get into it. Okay, and just as a reminder, I am planning a first-class romantic getaway, and I lost my luggage. And Maria,
I've got a Clooney budget, meaning anything goes. I'm eat, pray, loving this vacation, and I'm going to meet a sexy pool boy.
Well, should we take off to Kimberley, Australia?
Whoa!
Charge that Kindle and pack lots of snacks. Flight times from LAX to the Kimberley, Australia are upwards of 24 hours. With no direct flights, expect a layover in one of Australia's big cities.
And now a word from LonelyPlanet.com. Australia's last frontier is a wild land of remote, spectacular scenery spread over huge distances with a severe climate, a sparse population, and minimal infrastructure.
Larger than 75% of the world's countries, the Kimberley is hemmed by impenetrable coastline and unforgiving deserts. In between lie vast, bobe-studded spinifex. What the heck? Okay, this is what it says. In between lies boab-studded spinifex plains, palm-fringed gorges, desolate mountains, and magnificent waterfalls. Traveling here is an adventure, and each dry season a steady flow of explorers search for the real outback along the legendary Gibb River Road.
Wow. Now, just a little bit from Travel and Leisure. The region is as large as California, but home to just 40,000 souls.
With no bodies.
The Kimberley seasonal lakes and mangrove-lined rivers teem with crocodiles of both the saltwater and freshwater varieties, not to mention stingrays and jellyfish. Yes, in the rivers.
The streams also offer some of the best fishing in Australia. The immense stretches of the Kimberley's interior are littered with towering billion-year-old rock formations and solitary boab trees. Massive waterfalls gush, then parch each year from the coming and going of the wet and dry seasons.
Only the merest traces of humankind, ancient rock paintings, and midden heaps of prehistoric what are some of these words?
I don't know, but we're learning already.
Midden heaps of prehistoric nomadic peoples can be found sprinkled in hidden corners of this wilderness. In short, this is where even Australians come to see the quote-unquote real Australia.
I put a link in, Marie, and I wanted to surprise you because the Kimberley is also home to a serial killer. No way.
So when I was researching the Kimberley, I found this out, and I'll just take a second to throw this in there. Joseph Thomas Schwab, also known as Joseph Schwab, was a serial this is from Wikipedia, was a serial killer who murdered 5 people in the Kimberley region of Australia during June 1987. Schwab, a German citizen, was visiting Australia on a tourist visa. The media dubbed him the Kimberley Killer.
Whoa.
And I think he killed like 6 people, and he would just sort of go up to them and shoot them while people were like out fishing.
That's horrible.
And so they did catch him, and I believe he's in jail or deceased. So hopefully neither one of us will run into Joseph Schwab on our placations.
No, not on this placation. Not today, Joseph. Now, here's the thing. In order to get to the Kimberley, it ain't no easy task, okay? Because there really aren't any direct flights, but you can fly into the town of Broome, which is this famous, it's supposed to be the most romantic beach town in the world or something like that, just so you know.
Wow.
So you can either fly into that, or there's airports in Darwin, which is the nearest airport, and then Perth, which is like the most populated city, but that's further. Anyway, that's just if you wanted to know.
Okay, but there's direct flights from other popular areas in Australia to Broome.
Yeah, from Perth, you can go to Broome.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to hear about your trip, Amanda, because as we know, last week you were on a budget.
I was on an economy budget, which is how I normally travel.
But this time you got to go, you weren't Clooney status yet, so you couldn't be going crazy, but you could definitely stay at a Four Seasons, or you know, you could, you know, it's gonna be nice.
Absolutely. And at first I have to say, I was like, okay, first class budget. When I thought of Kimberley, Australia, I was sort of like, oh, it's rustic. I don't really know how far my dollar's going to go here.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, was I wrong. So should we just jump into our trips? I think you went first last time. So do you want me to go first this time?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play Cation. Okay, so again, I'm on a romantic getaway to Kimberley, Australia on a first-class budget, but I lost my luggage.
All right.
Okay, so just to set up here, because, you know, we like to add a little bit of storytelling to sort of really bring our placations to life. So I am, you know, planning the trip for myself and my husband, Matt, but they're sort of these versions of ourselves, you know. So I'm taking some creative license.
Brown bob.
I have a short brown bob. I absolutely do, actually. And I wear glasses.
Yeah.
And I think I'm aging myself up by maybe 5 years.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So here's my trip. So my husband and I are traveling to Kimberley, Australia to celebrate our anniversary. Now, things have been a little bit rough lately, what with both of us being high-powered executives.
Oh,
We've been working long hours, and frankly, we've lost touch. We're strangers in the same house. We haven't had sex in 8 months. Just kidding. I don't know about our sex life in this, but it's probably not great. And to be honest, I was about to ask for a divorce.
You're
right
kidding.
Before. But we had this trip planned, and we could not get a refund. So I say, like, let's have.
I like how you tried to get a refund.
I said, let's just go on this trip. But in my mind, I go, you know what? The flame is gone. He's totally stopped trying. He always prioritizes work. And hey, so do I.
Yeah.
So the trip starts out rocky because per the wheel of adventure, my luggage is lost.
And I bet for Amanda in this scenario, that's no walk in the park for Matt.
Oh, no. Because in some ways I go, well, he was in charge of putting the tags on.
Well, wait, did he work at the airport?
No, you know, you print out the tags and you put them on the luggage. And I go, well, did you put the tags on the luggage? He reaches into his trench. And you know what he pulls out? The tags.
Why is he with a trench on? Jesus, you guys are the worst.
Okay, so I packed for a beach vacation because I'm expecting us to stay in Broome at one of the fancy beach hotels.
Yeah, of course.
Like we normally would and just have a leisurely vacation. Well, I say, well, I've got to go shopping because all of my, you know, long maxi dresses have been lost. All I have is my whatever I'm wearing on the plane, like my khakis. But this is the thing. Okay, so when I used to, it's a little more backstory than I promise I'll get to it. My husband and I, when we first met, we would travel. We met in our early 20s. We would backpack. We would sort of rough it. We actually met, you know, at a hostel. Okay, but anyway, the airport lost my luggage, and Kimberley, Australia isn't exactly Rodeo Drive. So the only place I can go to get more clothes is this store in Broome called Kimberley Camping and Outback Supplies.
No.
And it's actually a bait and tackle store that also sells ice. And I have a picture of it here that I put in the document. Maria and I aren't. We'll post this on our Instagram. But it's a real hole in the wall. It looks like it's for locals only. But they have actually, I looked into it, they have really good camping and like athletic wear.
Now, so Broome, you know, has no other stores that you can go to? Or is this like the only one that's open? Or what's going on?
I couldn't honestly find. There's a couple like outdoor markets, but I don't think Broome is really a shopping destination. So I could not get the name of any other stores. I'm sure some of the resorts have stores, but honestly, I don't know why, but my husband's pushing this. He's like, just go here. We'll
I'm sure he is. He wants to humiliate you.
So after I buy a full new adventure wardrobe at Kimberley Camping and Outback Supplies bait and tackle, and we also pick up a bunch of other adventure supplies, and I'm looking at my husband like, what are you doing? Aren't we just going to the Pearl where we normally stay, which is a, you know, a nice resort in Broome?
Wait, you've been to the Kimberley before with your husband?
Yeah, I think we've been one other time.
Okay,
we've stayed at the Pearl. Okay, so, but my husband says, you know what, scrap all the ideas you thought about this trip, baby, we're not having a beach vacation, we're going to the Outback.
Okay, what's going on with Matt? Why is all of this, why is he pushing you to do all this stuff?
Well, you'll kind of see how it plays out.
Okay.
Okay, so we are going to drive the Gibb River Road.
Okay. Something tells me it's not going to be really easy driving on the other side of the road. Okay, so you rent this four-wheel drive vehicle. Should I click on this link?
Yeah. So we're going to rent this. We're going to go to Crikey Camper Hire, which is a car rental site. And that is the name, Crikey Camper Hire. And now let me tell you a little bit about the Gibb River Road. Okay. So it's a true outback odyssey on one of Australia's most unique tracks. So originally constructed in the 1960s to transport cattle from outlying stations to the ports of Derby and Wyndham, the 660-kilometer trail is the best way to discover the natural treasures of Kimberley's wild heartlands. It winds through places like Tunnel Creek, Bell Gorge, Galvin's Gorge, Manning Gorge, Drysdale River Station, and essentially it's just a long, winding road that you can make many stops and see these like beautiful gorges. You pass rivers, and you're just driving through the outback, and we're going to camp.
Okay. And how's now, that going to go?
Well, it's going to go great because we're from Crikey Camper Hire. I have procured us a four-wheel drive safari camper. So it's basically a four-wheel drive vehicle, but on the back is this camper that unfolds into beds. So you sleep in it.
Yeah.
And you can sleep under the stars. And it also has, I think, sort of a tent that extends out from it. So you can set up your little table, your little outdoor kitchen in the back of this camper. And it's really, really cool. And we'll also post a picture of this because it's really neat. So for a couple of nights, we drive the Gibb River Road. And so we're camping, but this is also sort of our activity because we are stopping at various beautiful scenic areas along the way. Mm-hmm. But our ultimate destination, and this is what I'm using as my hotel pick, is to arrive in El Cuestro, mm-hmm. which is, did you read about this?
Did I read about it? Oh, I'm staying here.
You're staying at the same place?
Yeah, I am.
It's beautiful. Okay, so we're going to end up at the El Cuestro Homestead, which I'll read to you a little bit about. Nestled within the Kimberley's vast and ancient landscape and hidden amongst burnt orange cliffs and lush green lawns sits El Cuestro Homestead, pocket of luxurious exclusivity where you're encouraged to make yourself at home. This 9-suite hideaway is surrounded by avenues of frangipani trees and once inside offers chic yet cozy and comfortable interiors where bedrooms are cantilevered over a still and tranquil Chamberlain River. That is from their website. So it's very remote. It's in the middle of a beautiful wilderness park. And I think the room that I said I would book is expensive. So it's a cliffside retreat.
Yeah, Amanda, I have an issue with this. I have an issue
Why?
With this because that is too expensive for a first class. That is $3,000 a night. That is too expensive.
But we're
expensive.
Only staying here maybe two nights because we roughed it and camped.
Okay, well, you say end up for El Cuestro for the last four nights.
Oh, is that... Okay, well, we can do it too if you're insisting.
Well, I just think you need to pick another room.
Okay, so I'm going to switch then. Fine. If you're saying I can't do, we need to have our listeners chime in about this, but I will switch fine to the homestead room. That's $2,100 per night. I think with camping the rest of the nights, I stretched my budget enough where I can do a couple nights here in the homestead room, which has a private veranda overlooking the lush gardens. Okay, so I gave up my gorge view and I hope you're happy.
Like a peasant.
Okay, so now for my activity. So the Barramundi, or Barramundi, I don't know how you say it. Barramundi is this Australian fish that's sort of their iconic fish that you eat and you can fish for when you're in the Kimberley. And so what I'm going to do is I am taking a helicopter fishing day tour.
Okay.
So the heli fishing day tour is an experience where you helicopter and you go to remote fishing holes that are not accessible by foot or car.
That's nice.
And you fish for the Barramundi.
Do you do it from the helicopter?
Maybe they could kind of lower down and hover. And then when you catch rod. It, it lifts you up.
You don't even have to reel it in.
So what this is, and this is a an activity provided through the hotel. So they say, boat to the best spots on the river where the local guides know where the big ones are. Ooh, the big ones. Shout out to our other podcast. It's a golden opportunity to hook one of Australia's greatest trophy fish. All levels of fishing skills are welcome. And for the ultimate fishing experience in untouched waters, you can always try our helicopter fishing experience. Fly open door to the edges of the park and fish in all the best spots.
Wow. That's going to be nice. And I bet you go with someone that can like clean the fish and like cook it for you.
Well, that's the thing. And I think that sounds fun because the other thing that everyone says you should do when you're traveling to the El Cuestro Wilderness Park and the Kimberley in general is take a helicopter tour because the scenery is so jaw-dropping. There are like these red cliffs that, you know, go into the coastline and there's waterfalls and it's just all these gorges and it's just really beautiful. So the second part of the adventure is we... take the fish and we fly back to the hotel where they can arrange a private dinner on the gorge.
That's
so here's my opportunity to finally get a view of the gorge. So the hotel chef will cook the fish for us. And then...
How are you and Matt doing, by the way?
You know, during this time, we are getting back to ourselves. The camping... we had a close call while we're out fishing. We have a close call with a crocodile.
Yeah.
And there are crocodiles all over the Kimberley.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Freshwater and sea ones and jellyfish in the rivers.
And so after that sort of life or death experience, it sort of rebonds us. Now, we also take a dip in the water as well. There's a nearby waterfall called the Kununura Water. And now this is Nicole Kidman's, one of her favorite places. Okay, so Nicole Kidman this is according to the Daily Mail, attributed her miracle pregnancy to a dip in a waterfall in Australia's famous outback. So she believes that a plunge into the Kununurra waters have contributed to her unexpected pregnancy and that of six other women who were working on the movie she was out there for also got pregnant. After
well, that's
dipping.
Scary. Well, now that's scary.
I know. It was their river, children of the river. So anyway, lastly, we have a beautiful dinner. We eat our barramundi overlooking the gorge. And that's when we renew our vows.
Oh, that's nice. And yeah, who's proceeding over it? The crocodile?
It's the crocodile, yes. So then a couple weeks later, I find out I'm pregnant.
That's so sweet. And then you get to say, you know, me and Nicole have a little something in common.
And then we name our child Nicole Kidman.
Or if it's a guy, you name it Keith. Keith Urban Corley. So this romance package at the El Questro is really nice. It's a bottle of wine with strawberries dipped in chocolate. You know, nothing makes me angrier, and I'm learning this about myself right now, than the romance package having strawberries dipped in chocolate.
And why is that?
It's so cliche.
And it's not even the best treat, in my opinion.
Right. What about like fresh baked chocolate chip cookies?
Also, I feel like chocolate dipped strawberries aren't like the really sexiest food to eat because the chocolate kind of cracks and gets in your teeth and you just have pieces of black on your face. I would prefer just really good strawberries and then separately a box of caramels or something.
Well, that's not sexy either. You're picking it out of your teeth all night.
I'm not.
What about just like fondue chocolate and a spoon?
I mean, that would be really impressive to walk into your hotel room and there's a hot fondue chocolate simmering.
Oh my God, that would be so, with like an assortment of fruits and cookies to dip in.
I mean, you wouldn't even need dinner. Okay, so that's my romantic getaway to the Kimberley. I'm dying to know what you've done with your Clooney budget.
And we'll get to that after a quick break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let me say this, Amanda. Your version of Clooney is a lonely existence. You think that Clooney
we've had this discussion.
To buy.
You told me, you accused me in the last episode that I'm the reason that people like Clooney are lonely. And I actually don't agree with the premise of that. I think Clooney is not lonely.
Well, if you're telling him to rent out the whole hotel so no one's around him, that's
but
what
you're
saying
on
to do.
You're on an Eat, Pray, Love. So what have you done?
Okay, so I'm assuming I'm Maria and something. I've ended a very long relationship. You know, it's mm-hmm. not to Craig, but it's, you know, maybe a relationship prior or something is it ended and I feel there's no hope in the future.
Mm-hmm. And there isn't.
And there isn't. And there's no, and I'm trying to like talk to my friends. Maybe I try and call you, but you're a high power business executive at this point. And you go, Maria, I just don't have time, you know? And you go, oh, you'll do fine, but I have to take this call, you know?
God, maybe I even say like, you know what, why don't I'm going to loop in my assistant and she'll set a lunch.
Yeah. And that's it. That's the straw that Brett. And then I go, yeah, great. And I hang up and then I look to my computer and then I book this vacation. Now, thank God I'm a famous actor and I have Clooney money in the bank that when I say jump, you know, the travel gods say how high and mm-hmm. Let's go, girl. So I'm going to be flying first class, whatever, to Perth, and then I'm going to be taking a, or to, yeah, to Perth, and then I'm going to be taking a private luxury helicopter flight from Perth to the El Cuestro homestead. Okay.
Very nice.
This is me just thinking, oh, I found this place online and this looks great and I'm just going to spend some days here. No other plans. That's just, I'm going to have some time to myself. Okay.
Because there's, I think it's actually the perfect place for an Eat, Pray, Love journey because the Outback has such spiritual properties.
So on my helicopter flight, I'm going to be overlooking things that, as you said, can't be seen from the ground. I'm going to be seeing the Bungle Bungles, which is a World Heritage listed site. It's a unique sandstone formation. And then I'll also see Amaru Falls. And this waterfall was only discovered in 2010. And it's only accessible by helicopter and offers an exhilarating experience as you explore the series of waterfalls and swimming holes. But I'm not like going to stop. We're just going to kind of fly over. And I'm going to think to myself like, oh, wouldn't it be great one day to like experience that stuff? Well, I'm here alone. I'm just going to take this time to myself. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I'm going to be staying in the Chamberlain Suite in the El Cuestro homestead. And this is about $3,300 per night. And this is perfect for honeymooners or those looking to experience the Kimberleys in the utmost luxury. So this is the top of the line suite. And yes, I'm there alone, but I have a beautiful panoramic view of the Kimberley landscape and floor to ceiling windows and a wraparound veranda. So
I'm also seeing here you have a Bose Wave sound system.
Yes, that was the selling point.
That's great.
Anyway, I'm staying here from days 1 through 4. I'm doing things like I'm taking walks through the well-known gorges of the Kimberley, and there's people at the El Cuestro homestead that kind of lead these tours, but I have them solo. Maybe one time I even maybe try and go alone and I get kind of lost and it's kind of really embarrassing for me.
Oh God, this must be hard because the El Cuestro is so romantic. And yes. So, and especially since I'm also there, it must be awkward when we sort of bump into each other.
Well, yeah, it's super awkward, especially when I go, well, how are you affording this place?
Especially when I had originally booked the room you're in, but when you arrived, they put me into the garden
view.
Well,
because I can afford it. So.
I'm charging it.
Okay, so. Now. I'm supposed to meet a pool boy in my trip. And what happens is, because I'm not sure if the El Cuestro has a pool, but there is a worker at the hotel. Okay. And we're off to a rough start because he's thinking I'm a little uppity. He's thinking that I'm kind of like this spoiled girl and I'm going, you like, you don't know where I came from. You don't know where I've been. And he kind of does a smirk that's like, I've met people like you.
And is he Australian local?
Of course. He was born and raised in the Kimberley. He's got it in his blood and he'll tell you that.
Wow.
He'll say it's running. See, he points to a map and like runs his finger across like the gorge. And then he goes, these are my veins. Oh. And he goes, this is my blood.
And this is my gorge.
So then he says to me, you know, because I'm planning on staying here the whole time. He says, you know, I have this boat and why don't you let me take you around the Kimberley the way that I know it? And I reluctantly say, okay. And we take this luxury yacht called the Bally High.
Let me get eyes on this. So this is his boat.
It's his family's boat and they rent it out for charters. But I pay for it and everything. But he says, you know, it could even be like a thing where he's like, you'd never want to do something like this. And I go, want to bet? And so then I book it and then he has to take me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I love that he's like challenging you like you'd never want to go out on a yacht.
This yacht is amazing, by the way. It's so, it's like in great condition, but it's very retro. So there's like nautical stripe cushions on all of the seats. Yes. There's big open verandas. There's a beautiful wood paneled captain's area, whatever you call that.
Yeah, captain's quarters.
Oh, and this is gorgeous. Oh, and it's well decorated. There's like fresh flowers and a king size bed.
Well, there's a couple rooms and Amanda will be sleeping in separate quarters, I'll have you know. And usually there's three crew members on this ship, but there's only going to be one on this because it holds eight people. But since it's only me, we only need one crew member and that's him.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How much is the price point on something like this? Did you get
Should be here. I don't know where I put. Let's see. Now, on other ones, it was like $100,000 for the week. So I'm going to assume that's about what this is.
Okay, that's, we're getting into Clooney territory now. I've got to say, I'm impressed. I like the yacht. I like the taking the yacht out because there's many beautiful things to see in the water of the Kimberleys.
So this, now if you click on the link under that, these are some of the places we'll be able to visit. The natural wonders of the Kimberley. The King George Gorge. The King George River to Vansittart Bay. So these are all these bodies of water that you can just cruise through and see these beautiful scenic. There's waterfall. I mean, it's just going to be gorgeous.
Did you look into, I can't believe neither of us mentioned this, but the horizontal falls? Did you?
Is that the one where you see it's like a big rushing river? I think I did look into that.
So basically, the horizontal waterfall in Kimberley, it's nicknamed the Horries, is a natural phenomenon on the coast of the Kimberley region. It's considered one of the greatest wonders of the natural world, and they're formed, I'm reading this from Wikipedia, from a break in between the McLarty Ranges, and it's created as seawater builds up faster on one side of the gaps than the other, creating a waterfall that essentially goes through this little inlet between these two big rock formations. It's just incredible, and you can drive through it, and I guess the momentum of the water like takes you through. It's really cool.
Well, yeah, we'll probably stop by there. So anyway, through our travels for this 3 days of our journeys, we'll be staying in the boat, but we'll be visiting all these places. We'll be eating fresh oysters off the rocks that he'll show me how to like shuck and like, you know, and he'll probably have some nice dipping sauces too.
This is disgusting because on this Google Doc, there's just one line that just says eat fresh oysters off the rocks.
Because I read that on some tour thing that you could do that. And so I thought, well, then he's going to show me how to do that.
Well, I hope you don't get food poisoning.
We won't.
Because they're fresh.
So we're going to have talks at night, you know, where like I come up in my my cardigan and I'm kind of like all cold up there and he's up there. And then
what is his name? Did you get a name or you don't know it yet?
I don't think he ever gives it to me. I think I just call him boy.
Ew.
And he calls me Hollywood.
That is so disgusting.
So then on our last day, we come into port in Broome, and that's the romantic coastal town that is very, you know, it's very populated, more than we've seen in the last couple of days. And we have a beautiful final farewell dinner at Chiquetti, I believe is what it's called. And there's a link there if you want to.
Yeah, the Chiquetti Club.
And it is an Italian restaurant, but it's got a Moroccan, the scenery is beautiful. Do you see it?
Yeah, so there seems to be sort of these tall, I don't know what kind of trees these would be. They look kind of like olive trees, but I don't know. They're the Australian version of that with sort of bistro tables and beautiful Moroccan lanterns hanging.
Yeah. And then inside, there's these candelabras with, like, melted wax running down.
Oh, it's very romantic. It's all sort of this shiny wood paneled, like, old, very old looking, very fancy oil paintings, candelabras. high-backed wooden chairs, white tablecloth. Wow. Oh, old school wood, salt and pepper shakers on each table, wine cellar.
And we believe me, we polish off a couple bottles of wine here and we laugh. Amanda, we laugh like I haven't laughed in years.
So what does he say that makes you laugh so hard?
We just recounting our memories together about eating the oysters off the rock.
Remember when you ate the oyster off the rock?
I mean, look at this food though, Amanda. It looks so, oh my God, and they give you fresh bread, like a big loaf of fresh bread with olives on the side. Oh my God, I can smell it. Oh, there's an arugula salad with Parmesan and olive oil and balsamic. Oh my God.
Okay, so I think I pulled up some sort of menu here, and it looks like it's very seafood based. Obviously, this is an Italian restaurant, but I'm trying to look at the meat options. There's a market fish, there's a porchetta, there's a bone marrow dish, a lamb shank.
Okay, so I guess this is they've got another one in Sydney in a train station, which also looks really beautiful. Oh my God. But I don't know if that's the same. And maybe we have oysters here too, but we laugh because they're not the same, you know.
How are they different?
Well, it has an air of sadness because it means goodbye.
Mm. So then what happens? Do you guys ever, you're saying that nothing ever happens between the two of you? It's,
well, there's a final kiss. I mean, the tension's off the chart.
But you're not, why would you guys should just be like nonstop going at it? You're on the boat, just the two of you.
No, I'm too damaged and he's too stubborn.
This is sick. So full of this oysters. Is like seriously sick. In both of our fantasies and both of our placations, nothing ever happens with the guys. Because remember my spice man? He's married, and so we didn't do anything either. This is like sick that our fantasies are so like G-rated.
We just want to eat and go to bed. So yeah, there's a kiss and he looks at me and he goes like, "You're gonna be okay." And then I know that I am. And then I get on my helicopter and I look out the window the next morning and I look forward and my looking out the window forward and then a little smile means I'm going to be okay.
Can I just add like maybe one other thing in?
Okay. More oysters? And then a final oyster.
I feel like maybe you're just missing some conflict where like someone is trying to buy out the boat and he needs to sell the family boat to pay for his dad's like some sort of like medicine.
Well, I buy the business.
Well, this is what I want.
Unbeknownst to him.
That's what I want to happen.
And then I take it over and fire him and his whole family.
Oh, no. Okay, I love it. Hey, I have to say you got way closer to Clooney status than you did on the last one. And so I think your trip sounds great.
Thank you. It's hard work being that rich because there's a lot of options.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. There's a lot of options and yet there aren't, you know, because even exactly. Though the Kimberly has nice resorts, we both ended up, I mean, we both, of course, narrowed in on the best one. So vote for whose placation you would rather take on our Instagram and Twitter at PlacationPod, and we'll announce the results on next week's episode. So now, Maria, I think it's time to spin the globe and figure out where we're going to go next week.
Okay, let's spin it around. Next week, we're going to Berlin, Germany.
Berlin is at the top of my travel list, so I am so excited about this.
All right, guys, it's time to spin the wheel of adventure for next week's episode where we go to Berlin. So first up is budget. Now, Amanda, in this episode, we butted heads a bit and we realized that some changes needed to be made. And we did that. Mm-hmm. And we had a talk. Yes. and we made some healthy changes. This show is a work in progress. We're finding things as we go. And we've come up with five different tiers or for budget. Now,
yes,
first tier is roughing it, and that's camping to a $50 nightly budget. Okay, so if you get roughing it, that means you're probably backpacking or you're doing something, you know, where you're staying at hostels. You can spend up to $50 a night. So next up is economy, and that is you can stay anywhere a night that's up to $250.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next tier is extreme comfort. That's $250 to $600 a night. Now, the next tier is luxury. That's $600 to $2,000 a night.
That's nice.
That's really nice. And then the final tier is, of course, Clooney status. And that's at least $2,000 a night. At least. And the sky's the limit.
Okay, so spin that wheel and let's get my budget going. Come on, big Clooney, big Clooney, big Clooney.
Clooney!
Yeah, woo! Baby, you got Clooney finally status.
Okay, now you go.
Economy.
I'll take economy. Okay, just to go over the occasions, we've got romantic getaway, eat, pray, loving, just traveling, or girls trip.
Come on, girls trip.
Okay, so you got just traveling. That means you up and decided to go to a new place with no obligations to tend to. That's great.
And now I will spin the wheel for my reason for travel.
Romantic getaway. Very nice. Very nice.
Try to sex it up, okay?
Now for your travel surprise. Just to reiterate, the options could be got a new haircut, gift card, baby. You meet a sexy pool boy, you're traveling with a picky eater, you just got dumped, lost your luggage, stubbed your toe / cyst. You get to decide which of those you'd like.
Come on, gift card.
Haircut. You got a new haircut.
Ooh, could be good or bad.
It's up to you to decide. Oh, God.
Oh.
All right, I stubbed my toe.
Classic. Okay, everyone. Well, we'll see you next week when we travel to Berlin. Bon voyage.
Help us plan our next placation. Get in touch. Email us at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on the Erios hotline at 626-604-6262.
Original.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.